Would the reading clerk please read in second reading amendment number 45?
Senate file number 1, second reading amendment number 45 to a corrected copy. Multiple budgets affected 345, 346.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move second reading amendment number 45 to Senate file 1 and ask for the body's favorable consideration. Mr. President, I'm so glad that we have all fed the hunger bear and we're not eating our young on the floor anymore, Mr. President. So, Mr. President, what this does, I think, is takes off the rose-colored glasses and essentially goes into the LSA Stabilization Reserve account, provides that we fully fund Section 345 out of that account. And when we do that, Mr. President, what it does is free up the anticipated but non-profile funds in Tranche 2 and puts those into Tranche 3. So when we get into Tranche 3, the funds from Tranche 2 that were unanticipated and not profiled can be added to the unanticipated and not profiled funds of Tranche 3. So hopefully between the two of them, there would be enough funds to fund Tranche 3. Now, then you might ask yourself, well, what happens if we have more funds when we get done with the end of the biennium? And, Mr. President, those funds would go back in and be treated just as they have in the past. And it's in one of the sections 300s, and we've talked about the one bill that's going through, is that they would go back in, go through the tipping formula that we had where it went to the general funds, the LSRA, and the STIP program. Just as we've provided for in the legislation that's going through. So, Mr. President, I think the reason for this is a couple in my perspective is, one, there's some things in Tranche 2 and 3 that I think we should be funding as a normal course of business. And, two, there's some things in there that are, I think are important to a lot of the members on the floor that we should be funding. And frankly, I don't really think that we have a balanced budget in the traditional way unless we actually fully fund Tranche 2 and allow for the unanticipated funds to take care of the funding at the end of the biennium. So to a certain extent that appropriations during the next budget cycle, when we have a better idea about how many of those unanticipated funds are actually realized, they could put all that money back into the LSRA if they wanted to and backfill that 100% if all those funds are realized. Or they could continue to have it as the tilting mechanism provides for now. So, Mr. President, I think it's a reasonable thing to do. It looks at the rainy season funds that we have and provides for the funding that we have prioritized so far. Now, what happens, let's say, if any of those funds in Tranche 2 are deleted? Essentially, those extra monies carry forward over in the Tranche 3 and are reverted back at the end of the biennium. So, Mr. President, that's how it works. Frankly, I think that it is, you know, time to look at our rainy season funds and not rely on the unanticipated funds because we could have some problems with the stock market or some other problems and these priorities that we know we want to move forward wouldn't move forward.
On the amendment, Discussion? Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On and against the amendment. Folks, I think we need to really think careful about invading the LSRA at this point in time. Your Appropriations Committee has already swept or captured any sweeps that were going to the LSRA to fund this particular budget. Going into the LSRA in these tortured times is risky. And to simply do that and then say we can backfill it later or whatever else, once again, I think is risky, and I'd urge you to avoid invading the LSRA at all costs. Many of us here in this room were here during the 90s when we had no money, and we raided everything to keep us afloat. And as the president has told us, but for the death of a wealthy person and then coal bed methane, we were $585 million in the hole, and in 1 year we were $585 million above water. So it's risky at this point in time when I really think that what we had at that time was about three times the biennial budget in coffee cans that we expended. And I would suggest to you that we're not even there yet with the LSRA. Should things continue, or should our revenues plateau and inflation still increase, we're going to need those funds. And to do it now, I think, is risky business. I'd urge you to vote no.
Any further discussion? Question having been called.
Mr. President.
Back to the sponsor for his second final time, Senator
Just
Meyer.
Just a correction on where we were in the 90s. We are about 1-to-1 in our coffee cans to our budget. We're about basically 2/3 to 3 in our rainy day fund at this point in time. Mr. President, I guess the risk really is whether or not these are projects that people want to move forward with. And yes, if the funds that the math is relatively simple, Mr. President, if the math is based exactly on the contingent funds basically they're funds that might show up. If they do show up, then the LSRA is whole, if that's what JAC and this body wants to do. If they don't show up and the projects are paid for, we move forward, and we're still making hard choices for probably the next 3-4 years at least. So there you have it, Mr. President.
Thank you. The question is on second reading number 45. Roll call.
Anderson District 2?
No.
Anderson District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Burns, no?
No.
Case? Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Kraft?
No.
Dockstetter?
No.
Driscoll?
No.
Emmerich?
No.
Escobel? Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Kinski?
No.
Landon?
No.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
No.
Von Fladern?
No.
Wasserberger?
No.
President Nicholas?
No.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 6-aye, 24 no.
Second reading amendment number 45 has failed. Will the reading clerk please read in second reading amendment number 28.
Senate File 1, second reading, amendment number 28. Budgets affected, section 345-346.
Senator Hicks.
Mr. President, the hour's late. This is a long, long budget amendment. There's at least three major policy questions that need to be asked associated with this amendment. So, Mr. President, what I'm going to do is I'm going to withdraw this amendment at this time and bring it back as a third reading amendment because of the nature and the scope of dealing with the policy issues that this contemplates and the time that it's going to take to get through this amendment. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'd ask, or I would withdraw this amendment at this time, and I'll be bringing it back in third reading.
Are there any objections to the withdrawal?
No.
Come on, somebody's got to object. Come on, that's a great amendment. Second reading amendment number 28 has been withdrawn without objection. Would the reading clerk please read in second reading amendment number 29.
Senate File 1, second reading amendment number 29, budget affection, section 346.
Senator Hicks.
This just goes into section 346. We talked about it last Thursday. This is the, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move amendment number 29 to Senate, second reading amendment 29 to Senate file 1. This goes into page 38, line 16. It just strikes the language that requires a match to go into the contributions to the Wildlife Natural Resource Trust Fund. So as that reads now, it's all the way down on the third staunch or tranche or crunch or whatever that thing is. Just don't ask me to spell it. It just removes the language that would require the match. Stand for any questions. Ask for your favorable consideration.
Discussion on the amendment. The question is, on second reading amendment number 29, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
The chair is in doubt. Will all those in favor please stand? All those opposed, please stand. Is somebody excused? Point of order, we're going to do this all over again. As senators, this is a second reading amendment. Your place is on the floor. Okay? All those in favor of the amendment, please stand. All opposed, 14. All opposed, please stand. The amendments failed. Interesting vote. Second reading of Amendment 29 has failed. Second reading amendment number 43, if the reading clerk would please read it in.
Senate File 1, second reading amendment number 43, budget affected, Section 346.
Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move second reading amendment number 43 to Senate File 1. Mr. President, this simply goes into page 136, Section N. It's on line 9. This has to do with $3 million in disaster reserve account. This is in Tranche 3, Mr. President. And what it allows is that for that funding to be used both for planning for and responses to natural disasters. Current language is just responses to. This allows for planning. A lot of our disasters could be mitigated, Mr. President, if we spend a little time planning for them, such as floods.
Discussion on the amendment. No discussion. The question is on second reading amendment number 43. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That amendment has been adopted. Would the reading clerk please read in second reading amendment number 30?
Senate File 1, second reading amendment number 30, budget affected, section 353.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move adoption of this amendment. Mr. President, this goes into the section on limiting salary increases, and you can see the ways that salary increases can be done, appropriations by the legislature, personnel transfers, reclassification. What it doesn't allow, and then there's an exception to it, and the exception is for anybody in the Attorney General's office. Well, that exception should tell you something. There's a problem with the basic system here, and we aren't, our personnel system does not adequately compensate some of our upper levels of management, not the very top echelon, but the next echelon down, and some of the specialized professional positions. And what the amendment does is simply give the governor the authority to, for specific positions, make an exception there, because we're getting into a real problem where we aren't able to get the quality of people we need for some of those positions. And the chief executive needs some extra authority so he can do a better job and the executive branch can do a better job of managing state government. It's not going to, doesn't have any appropriation to it, not, I think, going to cost any significant amount of money, but it's a flexibility that they do need to manage the personnel in the state.
Any discussion on amendment number 30? All those in favor of second reading amendment number 30 say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
That amendment has been adopted. We're on second amendment number 31. Would the reading clerk please read it in?
Senate File 1. Second reading amendment number 31, budget affected, section 354.
Senator Hicks.
Mr. President, I'd like to move second reading amendment 31 to Senate File number 1. Members of the committee, this just inserts a couple words. This goes into section 354 where it requires a report from the Sage-Grouse implementation team requiring a captive breeding program. In December, as your member in the Senate on that Sage-Grouse implementation team, they have formed a subcommittee to start looking at captive breeding. The other component of that is also look at capture and translocate. As the other portion of that subcommittee that will be looking at not only captive breeding, annually we kill around 2,000 plus sage grouse with legal hunting within the state of Wyoming. What this would do is look at those areas where we have surplus populations to go out and start looking at how we would capture those and then translocate those to other places around the state. It's a routine practice within all wildlife management. This just adds language to include that as part of the report. I'd ask for your favorable adoption.
Discussion on the amendment. Question being called. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Second reading amendment number 31 has been adopted. Second reading, amendment number 32. If the reading clerk would please read it in.
Senate File 1, second reading, amendment number 32 to corrected copies. Multiple editions, 300 sections.
Senator Bebaugh.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move second reading amendment number 32 to Senate File 1. Mr. President, we talked about this earlier in the day. It seemed like a week ago, but earlier in the day, and this is the same $35,000 that goes into the governor's office for developing new markets and expanding foreign trade efforts. The purpose of this amendment, Mr. President, just expands the definition of the areas that we would cover, and I would ask for your favorable consideration.
The question, any further discussion? Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would view this as a friendly amendment to the with better language than my previous amendment.
Senator Rothfuss.
Appropriation of $35,000, or am I missing something? I feel like we're doubling the money.
Senator Ross.
The answer to that would be no, because it's deleted the Ross amendment, which was the $35,000. So it deletes that, and then it sticks it in here in Section 355.
I have to go back to see whether the sponsor believe it's a... I've got the correct copy of it. I think it requires a roll call because it's... Questions on second reading amendment number 32, roll call.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks. Johnson.
Aye.
Kinski.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Pappas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Fladern.
Aye.
Wasserberger.
Aye.
President Nicholas.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 aye, 1 no.
Second reading amendment number 32 is passed and adopted. Will the reading clerk please read in second reading amendment number 33.
Senate File 1, second reading amendment number 33, budget affected, addition to the 300 section.
Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, without objection, I'll withdraw second reading amendment number 33 to Senate File 1 at this time.
Any objection? There being no objection, second reading number 33 has been withdrawn. Brings us to second reading number 34. If the reading clerk would please read it in.
Senate File 1, second reading amendment number 34, addition to the 300 sections.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move second reading amendment number 34 to Senate File 1. As for the body's favorable consideration. Folks, this chart was passed out to you earlier today. Hopefully you still have it on your desk. It's a scatter chart of the potential revenue for sales and use and ad valorem tax for counties. The line that's drawn across there, it's not an arbitrary line. It's at 125% of the statewide average of the potential revenue. Each one of the counties are plotted, and that plotting number is the county per capita potential. And so this is what your counties would get per capita. And you look over there, the lowest county is clear over on the left side. That's Albany. They get approximately around $200 per person if they implement all of the sales tax and all of the 12 mills. Then you look up at the top of the chart, which is Sublette, and they get approximately $4,700 per capita if they implement all their sales tax and their ad valorem. And you can look at your counties, and you can see where you fall. Over on the left-hand side, it's the dollars per capita, and where you fall on whether you're above the line or below the line. Now, we use this chart in part to develop the funding distribution formula for $8.5 million. And essentially what we do is that there are six counties that are above the line, and the lowest one is just under $1,000 that's above the line, and that's Teton. Then Sweetwater, who's just a little over $1,000 per capita, is just above there. Johnson is just under $1,500. Converse is about $1,750. Campbell is almost $2,000. And Sublette, as we said before, is around $4,700 per capita. Everybody else is below $904.10, which is 125% of the statewide total per capita potential. Mr. President, what we're trying to do with the first part of the distribution in the revenue formula is to target funds to each one of the counties that actually need some extra money. The assumption is that if you're over 125%, you're getting almost $1,000 per person, then necessarily for the basic costs of government, you're able to provide for those services. Below, perhaps you can't. And certainly if you're well below the $500, it's almost a certainty that you can't provide for the necessary cost of your services without some help from the state. Now, realizing that in our formula distribution that we had over the biennium, that, yes, they are getting some base payments to each one of the counties. This just increases it to $500,000 for each one of the counties below the line. So I hope that no one above the line feels slighted in this distribution formula, but realize that in the main formula, you're already getting paid above your $904. And so, Mr. President, that takes care of the county part. The city part essentially stands by its own. I'll explain it to you so you know what we're doing there. We also put in a relatively high base payment. And that's something that could have some discussion, because we start at $50,000, and you can say, well, if a town only has a few dozen people, why should they get $50,000? Well, Mr. President, it's almost impossible for a small town to develop reserves. And when these small towns have to go in front of the SLIB board and there's a match required, then they need to find that match somewhere, somehow. And water systems and sewer systems, Mr. President, they're just not inexpensive. And so this is to provide some of those reserves, so when you get into the grant system with the SLIP program, that there's possibly some reserves there for the smaller towns to use. The rest of that, Mr. Chairman, approximately a little over $3 million, is totally per capita. So your larger towns end up with a fairly good share. And there is no means testing whatsoever, Mr. President, in the area of the cities, towns, and the smaller municipalities. Because, Mr. President, most cities don't have an oil well in their backyard or a coal mine. But they have the impacts of the oil fields and the coal mines and everything else coming into their town. So there's no means testing whatsoever for the cities. It's a totally flat base and then per capita.
Time.
Mr. President, if I can extend my remarks, let me know when I go about 2 minutes more. I'll say 3 minutes with
hope. Not a problem.
Not a problem. Thank you, Mr. President. The other part is where we get the money, and this might cause some people some heartburn, and it's from the LSRA. But I would say that it shouldn't be a problem with the bill from the standpoint that we could always, or with the amendment, we can always come back on third reading and look at the funding source. So, Mr. President, I would basically think those are the three areas that we look at this is $17 million. It's from the LSRA, and it's targeted funds for the counties, and there's no means testing for the municipalities. It's mostly on a per capita basis.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I would ask that we divide the amendment. Division 2 would be page 3, lines 4 through 7. That's the small d there. And Division 1 would be the balance of the amendment.
That's divisible. Division 1 is the entire amendment accepting lines 4 through 7. Division number 2 will be lines 4 through 7. Actually, it's not divisible because that second one won't stand on its own. Is that what you're going to say?
Yes.
The second division would not stand on its own.
Okay.
Yeah. Discussion on the amendment.
Mr. Chairman?
Wait a minute.
It
wasn't divided. It could be if somebody wanted to do that.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to do that. I want to find out what.
You want a poll?
You don't have to be anywhere.
Can we count this with the time?
That amendment is divisible. The sponsor has asked for two divisions. Division 1 has been the lines 9, starting on page 1, lines 9 through 19 on page 2. Division number 2 begins on line 21 and goes through the balance of the amendment. Either one carries lines 2 through 7. Senator Burns.
So, Mr. President, as I understand it, Division 2 is the one that starts on page 2, and that is the one that has the language that says it shall not be used for salary adjustments, but because of the division, therefore, Division 1 of the bill, which is the city portion, I believe, that's the county portion, would allow for salary adjustments.
That's the way it's provided. The way the division was made is that D&E if the first division one were to be applied, would pass, then it's adopted without D&E. To get D&E, you got to vote for both of them. Are you still cool with your division? Senator Meyer.
I guess my question to you would be is that can we Would page 3, lines 4 through 12, stand by themselves?
No, they would not.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Well, Mr. Chairman, let's just withdraw the division, vote it up or down.
There you go.
Okay.
Now we can have discussion on the amendment. Any discussion on the amendment? Question hasn't been called. The question is on second reading number 34. Roll call.
Anderson District 2.
Aye.
Anderson District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
No.
Bebout.
No.
Burns.
No.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
No.
Coe.
No.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
No.
Emmerich.
No.
Escobel. Geis,
Aye.
Hastert,
No.
Hicks,
Aye.
Johnson,
Aye.
Kinski,
No.
Landon,
No.
Meyer,
Aye.
Pappas,
No.
Perkins,
No.
Peterson,
Aye.
Ross,
No.
Rothfuss,
Aye.
Scott,
Aye.
Von Platern,
No.
Wasserberger, President Nicholas.
No.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 13 ayes, 17 no.
Second reading number 34 has failed. That's the end of the amendment. Any discussions on the bill? Senator Bebout.
No, go ahead.
Discussions on the bill? Set of file 1 having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall it be read for a 3rd time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. Do we have any messages that you'd like to have read in? There are no messages. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that does clear the desk.
Well, Mr. President, it's been a long day and a lot of good work, so I... May I have privilege of the floor before I make my announcement?
You may.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, to give you a heads up on your committees that are coming in Thursday, we're going to start at 8:30 that morning to be sure we don't have another long night like this on third reading. So I understand that on Thursday morning, we'll come in at 8:30. And with that, Mr. President, I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, Wednesday, February 18th.
Announcements? Senator Meyer?
President, Committee Number 8, Transportation, will meet upon adjournment on Wednesday, February 18th, in room S14 to consider the following bills. House Bill 106, Engrossed Non-Consensual Towing Services. House Joint Resolution Number 8. Number 8, Engrossed Longer Combination Vehicles Compact Agreement. House Bill 197, Engrossed Emergency Vehicles, Tow Trucks, and Wreckers. And House Bill 172, Engrossed Disability Placard Designation. And if time permits, House Bill 181, Speeding Penalties in 180-mile-per-hour zones. No, 80-mile-per-hour zones, Mr. President.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. Appropriations Committee Number 2. We'll meet tomorrow at the noon recess to consider the following House bills. House Bill 77, Wyoming Retirement System Veterans Service Credit, and House Bill 225, Highway Patrol Security Duties.
Senator Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Judiciary Committee Number 1 will meet Wednesday tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Room S1 to consider the following bills. House Bill 21, Intestate Succession, Adopted Children, House Bill 76, Public Library Endowment Challenge Program Amendments, House Bill 123, Engrossed Juvenile Records Expungement, House Bill 132, Engrossed Juvenile Confidentiality in Court Proceedings.
Senator Von Platern.
Thank you, Mr. President. Committee Number 9, Minerals Economic Development, tomorrow, about 15 minutes after noon recess, House Bill 61, Engrossed Wyoming Chartered Family Trust Companies, House Bill 233, Branch Bank License Expiration and House Joint Resolution 7 and Gross Bear Lodge Project.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, your committee number 10 will meet tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. normal committee room on the bills previously announced.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, your committee number 4 education meet tomorrow at 8 o'clock up on S-13 to take up House Bill 159, Education Writing Assessment. House Bill 231, Engrossed Hathaway Scholarships, Exceptions from Requirements. And House Bill 87, Engrossed Content and Performance Standards.
There are no further announcements. You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That motion has been adopted. The Senate shall stand adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, February 18th.